With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says federal agents enforcing federal immigration law really could use what he terms a softer touch.
In response to the ongoing unrest in Minnesota and cooperation from state and local officials, the administration is drawing down the number of ICE and Border Patrol officers. President Trump told NBC News that he ordered the removal of 700 federal agents from the state. Asked about lessons learned from Minnesota, the president said he learned that we can use a little bit of a softer touch. But, he added, you still have to be tough. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The search for 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie is into its fifth day now. The mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie was abducted from her Tucson, Arizona area home last weekend. In a video posted to Instagram, Savannah and her siblings appealed to the kidnappers.
We, too, have heard the reports about a ransom letter in the media. As a family, we are doing everything that we can. We are ready to talk.
But she says they need to have assurance without a doubt that their mother is alive and that those who get in touch are holding her. The family's heart-wrenching appeal, please reach out to us. There's been a deadly helicopter crash near Flagstaff, Arizona. The state's Department of Public Safety says a trooper and the copter pilot were killed while responding to an active shooter situation. The suspect suffered non-fatal gunshot wounds and was taken into custody. No reports of injuries from last night's fire at the Orthopedic Institute of Lehigh Valley Hospital just north of Scranton in Dixon City, Pennsylvania. Dozens of patients were safely evacuated from the scene. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 111 points. NASDAQ futures are off 103. This is SRN News. A leading medical organization takes a stand against transgenderism.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons has released new guidelines urging doctors not to perform sex change operations on children. The ASPS is the largest medical group in the country to reject transgender surgeries, and it's a bold step. Plastic surgeons are the doctors most likely to perform the procedures, and it makes them a lot of money. The American Medical Association has responded to the ASPS statement by taking a neutral stance. Michael Harrington reporting.
Michelangelo's The Last Judgment is undergoing its first major restoration in three decades. The imposing fresco of heaven and hell dominates the Sistine Chapel, which will remain open to visitors during the three-month cleaning. The Vatican Museum says the scaffolding will partially obstruct the view of the fresco. Cleaning crews will be removing microparticle buildup on the plaster as a result of so many people visiting each and every day. This is SRN News. States of New York and New Jersey are teaming up to sue the Trump administration over a major infrastructure project, the Gateway Tunnel Project.
The lawsuit is over billions of dollars in frozen federal funding for the project as a critical deadline looms on Friday. $16 billion was put on hold, money to pay for the tunnel, as well as funds to repair the existing tunnel, which is more than a century old. The tunnel serves 200,000 commuters between New York and New Jersey each weekday on Amtrak and New Jersey Transit trains.
It's correspondent Bill Alexander. Elon Musk has an ambitious plan, likely one of many for the billionaire entrepreneur. He's talking about putting data centers in space and running those centers on solar power. To help him reach his goal, Musk is merging SpaceX with his AI business. He's also planning to raise big money in the stock market with an initial public offering later this year. More details at srnnews.com.